Aleishu Chelek Beis Tav Nun Ches, the 22nd chapter, Cheshchasah Shel Galus Yevon, the darkness of Galus Yevon. We saw earlier the Midrash, the Rashi Sarabah Perek Beis, V'ha'aretz Eisa Sayhu, Zay Malchus Bavel. Chazal see a hint to Malchus Bavel. V'avoyhu, Zay Malchus Madai, a hint to them. V'choyshech, Zay Malchus Yevon, a hint, a reference to Hellenism, שחשירה עיניה של ישראל בגזרו יסייהן, they darkened their eyes, שהישה ימרס להם, כיסבו על קרן אשר שאין לכם חלק בלכי ישראל. They had to write on the horn of the bulls, inscribe on it, you have no portion in the God of Israel. Furthermore, בראשית רבה פרק ממדלת, והנה אימה חשיכה גדולה נפלת עליו. This is בריס בין הבשרים, and there was this fear and darkness that fell upon Avraham Avinu. Nefeles alav say chazal zei bovel. He foresaw, Avraham Avinu also foresaw galus bovel. Gedeila zei madai. Chasheicha zei yavan. Shechshicha inen shizel b'gzeresa. Once again, chazal associate darkness with yavan. Asks the author, lam davga galus yavan mugderes b'choyshech? This is not coincidental. Why is it that galus yavan is characterized by choyshech? אנו הולכים בבור עניין זה בעקבוס מורי ורבי הגרי, הוטנר, בפחד יצחק על חנוכה מאמר ד' So in explaining this, we're going to follow the שיטה of רבי יצחק הוטנר, in פחד יצחק על חנוכה, the fourth מאמר, המאיר עינינו בהגדרי סבג עיניוס. He illuminates the matter with his remarkable definitions. הנה חזל מסייחסים אל יוון בשני כיוונים. חזל relate to יוון in two different directions. מצד אחד, on the one hand, the Gemara in Megillah דף חס. רבון שמעון מגמליאל אומר, אף בספרים לא יתירו שיכתבו אלא יווניס. The only language that חזל permitted for certain translations or whatever was Greek. ובא זה בגמרא, אמר רבי אבא, אמר רבי יוחנן, הלכה כרבן שמעון גמליאל, ואמר רבי יוחנן, מי תמה דרבן שמעון גמליאל, why דווקא Greek? Why not Swahili or Urdu? Omakra, Yaft Elohim leYefes veYishkoin beHolei Shem. That pasuk refers to Yefes and Shem. Devarav shel Yefes hiyu beHolei Shem. The words of Yefes should have some association in the tense, always referring to Batei Midrashos of Shem. Ve'ima goyig umagoyig. Maybe it's a reference to that. Umaruchi Abar Abba. Hain mitama dechsiv Yaft. Elohim li Yefes. The Torah chose this terminology, Yaf Yusei shel Yefes yeh be'orei Shem. The beauty of Yefes should dwell in the tents of Shem. Rashi, Yaf Yusei shel Yavon u'lashen Yavon. Well, the beauty, the ultimate beauty of Yavon is its language. Leshenu yafam mishel kol b'nei Yefes. Its language is better, in some sense, than all of the other descendants of Yefes. That's the one approach. There's some positive aspect of Yavan, for sure. ומצד שני, חושך זה יוון. We see again and again, יוון associated with darkness. גישה דו סיטריס זה של חזל נובס מערכה יסודית אחת. This bifurcated approach of חזל stems from one fundamental assessment. There's no contradiction here. It all stems from one fundamental assessment. ליוון יש חוכמה. Yavon has wisdom. It's undeniable. It's not the hedonism of Paras Umadai, which draws some Jews, but ultimately Jews understand how vacuous it is. But Yavon has Chokhmah. Gidra shel galus Yavanu. The gedder, the definition, the characteristic of this galus is Shaklal itzel hayatzerich lismoedenim Chokhmas Yavon. We need to confront Chokhmas Yavon. V'inei mitzad Chokhmasoi. That's why it's so much more difficult than the previous Galuyos, because this is closer to Yisrael. Yisrael find this more appealing than the hedonism of the previous Galuyos. Specifically because this is closer, there's a more fierce opposition. Yavan ein yachol leashlim im metzius sug shel chokhma she'ein lo chelek ba. Yavan cannot reconcile itself to the reality of a type of chokhmah that it has no sharing, there's no connection to this type of chokhmah. It cannot reconcile itself to the fact that there's a divine wisdom. And the fact that the nation that bears this divine chokhmah is a chosen nation. Hein sug acher shel chokhmah. Yavan is confronted with a completely different type of chokhmah, a fundamentally not just difference in degree, but difference in kind. Ilu haisa tira rak anaf echad mikol hamada'im shebo mitzein am Yisrael miyuchad. Had the Torah been just another branch of wisdom in which Am Yisrael was particularly excelled, ze lo haya me'orer kinas Yavan. It would not have provoked the kinah of Yavan. They had their particular specialities, whether in geometry, trigonometry. So if Am Yisrael were particularly excellent in one branch of knowledge, that would have been fine. Aval sug shene legame, but being confronted with a fundamentally different type of chokhmah, ad kedei, to the point where Chazal put it, in Eicha Rabba, chokhmah begoyim ta'amin, tira begoyim al ta'amin, im ze en Yavan yechol leashlim. Yavan cannot reconcile itself to this. So what makes the two different chokhmos so different? Chokhmas Yavan oisekes ba'olam. The chokhmah of Yavan deals with the world, the physical world. Chokhmas ha'tira, tira shebal peh, oisekes ba'tira, tira shebichsav. Ha'tira, chokhmah revolves around the tira. Gam b'riyas eilam, v'gam atan tira gilim shelatzon Hashem. Both the physical creation and then the world that exists here and Matan Torah are both revelations of Etzem Hashem. Aval hevdel gadol yesh benhem. And this is where we see the genius of Rav Hutner's definition, the great difference between them. Beri'as ha'ilam hi matan hechrach u'matan Torah u'matan chirus. This is just phenomenal. The creation of the world introduces imperatives. We speak of a law of nature. It introduces into what was not there before, hechach, there are laws. There is gravity. And finished, there is nothing that one can do to escape it. Gravity is gravity, it's hechach. Matan Torah is the opposite. It's the introduction into the world of chirus. The author explains, habri'ah misnehelus lefichukim kevuim. The bria conducts itself according to natural, fixed laws. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Choyk uzman nasan lahem shelo yishanes tafkidam." That's the pasuk in Tehillim. The various forces are fixed in the world. Koychois adirim machichim es hashemesh hayareach kadur haaretz v'chokhmei hashamayim lechem masulam. Phenomenal forces force the sun, the moon, the earth, and everything else to follow their orbits. And in our physical lives also, there are strong forces. The will of the Creator forces them to act without cessation. There's no interruption in the laws of nature. It's built on imperative. There are laws that cannot be breached. The Torah is the opposite. והלוחיס מעשה אלוהיקים הימה, והמכתב מכתב אלוהיקים הוא חרוס על הלוחיס. The pasuk says that the script on the לוחיס הבריס was engraved on the לוחיס. Say חזל famously in פרקי אבויס, וו, אל תקרא חרוס אלא חירוס. Not just the simple level it was inscribed, but liberty. שאין לך בין חורין אלא מי שעסק בתורה. There is nobody who is truly liberated unless one is involved in Torah. Hare ha-cherus, cherus el ha-luchois. The liberty is inscribed on the tablets. U-mimele ha-isek ba, hu v'rak hu ben chorin. Mimele it follows that only one who is engaged in Torah is truly liberated. V'chashe ben chorin she'en kafuf litzarav, when a person is a ben chorin, meaning he is no longer subject to his base drives, el ha-shelet ba'in b'choach ha-Torah, he dominates and controls his physical desires and proclivities through the koch of Torah, ha-reze mis'ale. The Mishnah continues to say, he becomes elevated. Shneema, the pasuk says, u'mimatana nachali el u'minachayel b'mois. B'mois is a high place. His'alus zoi leleches midargan adaga. This ability to rise from one step to the next step to the next one, titachin rak le'mishniya ben chorin alidei esek v'yom ha-Torah, is possible only for somebody who became liberated through involvement and fulfillment of the Torah. Ve'hinei, חוכמס יוון עוסקת בחקירת חוקי הטבע שהם חוקי הכרח. וחוכמה ביוון involves itself in the study of the laws of nature, which are, again, the laws of imperative, that which must be. ומזה מסתעף המבט על האדם עצמו. But this doesn't stop there. It then extends to one's perspective on human beings themselves, לראו יישא גם כן כמוכח מצד יצריו, to seem more and more as compelled to be what he is, because ultimately the individual comes to be seen as just a natural phenomenon, a natural entity, and therefore he's also מוכרח, it's imprinted in his brain circuits. וכאן הוא ההבדל היסודי בין חוכמס התורה ובין חוכמס יוון. This is a fundamental distinction between the two חוכמס. שזה יוסק במתן החירוס לאדם ליוס מסעלה. The Torah gives the person חירוס, to rise, to be above what would seem to be the state of man. וזו יוסק במתן ההכרח שבעולם שתחתם מסנהלים גם חיי אדם. The other one, the חוכמס יוון, is dealing with laws that create imperatives in the world, including in man. V'nei omanu, we said above, kishneim ratzon Hashem, both the bria and matan tira, both ratzon Hashem, matan echach v'gam matan chirus, to place fixed laws in the world plus liberty. V'echad, hachana v'akdama l'shem, the one is preparation, prerequisite for the other. Asara ma'amarois, heima akdama l'asos adibrois. Again, not by coincidence. The asara ma'amarois, by which Chazal say the world was created, ויאמר השם יהי אור, that type of thing, that's introduction to עשרת הדיברות. החושך מבחין את האור, darkness allows us to discern light, והכרח מבחין את החירות. Having seen and being aware of imperative, we also then understand liberty, only because there are certain things that are imperative. חוכמס החירוס של התורה מגדירה את חוכמס העולם כחוכמה חיצונית. By our definition, the chokhmah of liberty of the Torah defines the chokhmah ha'olam as something external. כי בוודאי החירוס היא המעלה הפנימית לעומת שכר של העולם. Certainly, liberty is an inner level and greater level as opposed to the הכרח of the world. הוא אשר אמרנו, it's what we said above, שהתורה היא סוג אחר של חוכמה. The Torah is a fundamentally different type of חוכמה שאינה בידי אומי סעולם, which is not possessed by אומי סעולם, תורה בגויים אל תמים. That's one way in which חזל expressed it in איכה רבה. חכמי התורה שוקלים כל דבר בפלס של אמס עד כדי חוט השערה. חכמי התורה measure each thing with a scale of truth up to his breadth. והם קרבו מה שניתן לקרב מיפיוסה של יוון. They brought near whatever is possible to bring into the Torah world of the beauty of Yavan. V'ituru l'chtov ha-Torah b'lshon Yavanis, or so much so that the Torah may be written in Yavanis. And nonetheless, v'isa chokhma Yavanis b'yach l'chokhma Yisrael l'gdiru k'choyshech. That same Greek wisdom, with respect to chokhma Yisrael, they defined as darkness, ki medugetes petachlisada, because it is the polar opposite of chokhmas ha-Torah. Galus ha-Torah b'Yavan ichshicha in Yisrael. The galus of Torah into Yavan made our eyes dark. Dai b'gzeros l'ashkicham Torah kede l'achshich lehem. Just the gzeros that were decreed in order to make the Jews forget the Torah, that was enough to make it dark. The oidzes, but furthermore, shiskavnu le'avira mechukei ratzonei Yitzbarach. They wanted us to forsake the laws of Hashem's will. V'litchoisam l'yos ha'am ha'nivchar. They wanted to push Bnei Yisrael away from being the chosen nation, yes, Bnei Chorin u'Misalim, to reject this notion of liberty and growth. הרי זה פוגע בעצם מהוסה של עולם הקדושה. What they wanted to do then impinges on the very essence of the holy nation. לכן, גדול מאוד הוא הנס שהתגברו על מלכות סיוון הרשעה. It's a remarkable miracle that they managed to overcome מלכות סיוון. עד כאן.